Don't fuck with the Chuck.
He's back. Welcome to the Sunday Movie Marathon. I'm Max.
I'm Chris.
I'm Darcy.
It's episode 98. Nice. Today, that intro was about him being back.
Like who being back?
Him.
Okay.
It's from Harry Potter.
I don't know who.
But I thought it was apt because we're talking about Child's Play and he's always back.
Yeah, he never dies.
He keeps coming back, as we found out. Yeah. When we said we watched three of those movies and we ended up watching four. What a night that was. We got our... What we got here, Darcy?
They're little pumpkin chocolate bombs.
The pumpkin chocolate bombs.
And they're just chilling on top of the
milk. I'm going to put them in my milk. Where it's like a chocolate pumpkin guy for Halloween.
At some point, he is meant to melt and marshmallows are meant to come out of him. Okay.
Oh, he's dead. Oh, he exploded. They exploded with marshmallows.
Oh my god. Yeah, so at some point, it kind of falls down and marshmallows appear.
It was like watching Nagasaki.
I'm waiting for Max's to fall down and do the same
thing. Oh, he's doing it.
He's doing it.
You can't see this, but it's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a man drowning in milk.
I'm waiting for it to flip over.
I always say podcasts are the best format for these visual things.
It's pretty cool. Anyway, how have we been?
Not bad.
Been a week.
Been really friggin' ill, actually.
Yeah. We've all been ill.
Been busy.
Been ill and busy.
Busy and ill. That's like the worst combo of things.
Yeah, me and Darcy have been sorting out moving, so it's just been...
Yeah, you guys are very busy forever. Place.
Leaving forever.
Moving out into the big wide world.
Yeah, we'll have a new podcast couple of miles down.
Yeah, we may
HQ
have a
soon.
New headquarters for the podcast soon.
We Maybe. Say soon because...
We'll see.
We don't know how long we'll have to live without Wi-Fi. Yeah, and the actual equipment to sit and do things.
Still not going to go to yours to watch the movies because Chris's TV sucks.
I thought you were going to say because there's no... window in the toilet.
There's no windows in your new place, and also you have no furniture.
Well, we will.
Of course, we don't have furniture. We don't live there yet.
Well, I don't know. I still think mine's the better place to be with no furniture in your place at the moment. I don't know. You got upset about a cavity wall because you thought there was a hole in the wall that they weren't telling you about.
No, like a hole within the wall, right? That's what it means. Like it's an empty wall, like a hollow wall, right? Is that what that means? Yeah, that's what I meant. I think I miscommunicated what I meant.
There was just a random hole.
No, I don't mean a hole in the wall. I meant I should have said a hollow wall was probably what I should have said.
Plus he was going mad about this hole. Yeah,
this hole, but I didn't mean an actual hole. I didn't mean an actual hole. I meant a hollow wall. But only now have I actually thought that's the word that I wanted
to use.
I
didn't mean that though, did I? I was like, well.
Oh yeah, I understand
that
now.
How am I supposed to infer what you mean? Versus what you actually say to my face. I didn't mean that when I said it explicitly. And I said there was a hole. I didn't mean a hole.
You know, like a hole.
Can't you read between the lines? Woo. I haven't been to the cinema recently. Because I can't be bothered. I'm very tired all the time.
It's not
I feel
really
like there's
been
nothing there.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there's that movie out. All right, maybe there's nothing out.
Wow, that's when you know.
This is that Viola Davis one people are going crazy for.
Oh, are they?
With the Woman King. People are going crazy for it.
I haven't heard anyone talk about it.
Maybe it's just me then.
I've just heard people say it's all right.
Oh.
Heard people say it's a monumental achievement in cinema. You not heard that?
No.
Was that taken from the trailer or something?
Why would it be taken from the trailer? I don't...
I guess that depends on where you
post,
read it, right? Yeah. It's on the post.
No, people saying it. You know, you go, you see the one show and they're like, look, this is a monumental achievement. It was on like ITV News. Look, it's a monumental achievement in cinema.
I see. He's talking
Viola
about
Davis was there.
Normal people's TV. Me and Chris don't watch
Sometimes
that,
I'll watch ITV News and they'll be like, this is the most monumental achievement in cinema since... Get Out or something, I don't know.
I can't remember the last time anyone spoke about a movie on the news, so it must be...
It must be insane. It must be crazy.
We got some movies coming out the tail end of this month. got the new Halloween movie out this week, I think.
Halloween. Yeah,
it's on the 14th Halloween or something, end. Isn't it?
Apparently Halloween it's end. Really bad, so can't that makes wait sense. For that.
Oh, what, like the other 20 movies that came before it?
Yeah, there's some good ones there.
I ain't seen them.
I don't really want
I
to.
I ain't seen a good one. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not keen on watching them, if I'm totally honest.
And I've seen one Halloween movie.
Is that the first one?
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Why do you need to see 15 of them?
We've also got The Banshees of Inisherin or whatever it's called.
That's going to be the best movie of the year. Yeah, probably.
New Park Chan-wook movie also comes out next week.
What?
Decision to Leave.
Yeah, it comes out on the 21st, doesn't it?
Yeah, both those movies do.
Yeah, I saw a trailer
for
it.
Coming out on the 21st.
Like, Black Adam.
That's right, baby. That one's going to be a milestone in cinematic achievement.
Triple bill at the cinema watching all three of those movies.
Fuck it. I'm off already if you guys are.
Which can't be done until at least the 23rd.
That's alright. Black Adam's worth the wait. I'm fine to wait for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to do his thing on the cinematic screen. I kill people. That'll be insane.
Can't wait.
That'll be the best like a good, of the year, probably.
Yeah, like a good £25 just dipping in and out of different screens for different films.
Yeah. I've heard the new Hellraiser remake's pretty good. I don't know when we're meant to be getting that.
Never.
Yeah.
It'll come out eventually. It's
Who's
meant to
getting
go
it?
To Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Because they got Hulu or whatever.
Yeah.
So
which means it's not coming out, probably.
A couple of years.
Nah, I think we'll get it in like the next month or two.
I don't know.
You said Disney Plus, I think that's where it goes to die.
We'll see.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like the director, but yeah, I don't. We'll
I mean,
see
I'd like to be wrong.
Out.
There's a lot of controversy because Pinhead's played by a trans woman.
Oh, God forbid. What?
What? So?
Yeah, people are just like, the LGBTQ community, they're queering up their horror movies.
What did you call it yesterday?
I saw like that. I saw a thing, like a still. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know. Surely.
Pinhead was written in the books by Clive Barker as a like gender ambiguous person who was very androgynous.
Well, yeah.
Had a feminine voice.
Yeah, like,
it's
have you
demon.
Seen that original
it's like,
movie?
It's
like...
not supposed to be a man or a woman.
Tear your soul apart.
I wish I remember what you said it was yesterday.
Damn God, babe.
What some person called it, and I was like, that is the best phrasing of anything I've ever heard. I'm going to adopt it, and now I can't remember it. It's a shame.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. I like David Bruckner. I like The Ritual and The Night House that he did. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I think he's one of the guys to look out for in horror.
Yeah.
Made some interesting stuff, interesting ideas he's got going on. I think people are liking Hellraiser.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it.
I'm excited
just
for
some
that.
Dumb people.
I really like the original.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That's campy and fucking weird and insane and a bunch of bullshit going on that movie. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anything else that comes out?
What? Soon?
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Don't want to talk about that. Chris and I saw a movie. I saw it a few weeks ago, so I'm not super fresh on it. Chris saw it recently. It was, what's it called?
See How They Run.
Catch Me If You Can. See How They Run. Yeah, that one. The other one, not Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can, it's the polar opposite of that movie. Who directed it? You saw it more recently. You can introduce it, because I'm...
You only saw it the other day.
I only vaguely remember it.
Yeah, sure. Bear me 2 seconds. Let me just get up who did it.
Who done it?
Yeah.
Who done it? That was clever.
Yes. Directed by Tom George, directorial debut.
Mm-hmm.
Film set in 1950s on the West End. There's meant to be a movie adaptation of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, the play.
The Mousetrap?
Yeah, The Mousetrap. But it comes to a halt when the director, played by Adrian Brody, is murdered. So then detective, played by Sam Rockwell, Inspector Stoppard, and his new rookie partner, Constable Stalker, played by Saoirse Ronan, basically have to go on this like huge whodunit to work out who did it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those, the new Knives Out. people are going crazy for. Although I say that, I don't think many people saw it.
No, like, not really.
Not loads of people. I wanted to see it because I wanted to see it because of Saoirse Ronan and Sam Rockwell, and I think they're like the main characters, and they do really good work here. And I think they're very funny, but they work very well. Their dynamic is I don't think I've seen them work together, at least not that closely before in any movie. But they really pull that out of the bag. It is a very funny movie. It's also quite just very well made. I thought it was like, for a directorial debut feature, I suppose. It's just like so competently made and like really sleek and just a lot of fun. As much as it is like a whodunit movie and we've seen it before sort of thing, that's kind of what brings it down for me. It's like, yeah, okay. And it's like, whodunit? This guy we saw earlier. Okay.
Yeah, so I do think it's very formulaic for what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of that is just by design, because it does kind of seem to be intentionally copying loads of the tropes in a way to almost make fun of a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It does seem quite self-aware of what it's doing.
Yeah, I guess that's how it weaves comedy in.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a good thing technically? Because there's nothing worse than a serious movie that plays on nothing but tropes.
If it was completely serious, then it would be like, oh, whatever. But it's very light-hearted and fun. It's very bouncy. It's kind of like if Wes Anderson made a whodunit type of movie. Not in terms of like how it's presented, but definitely in terms of like the tone, I think.
Yeah, I think visually there's a lot of like quite similar stuff to him. It's like very visually creative, I think. That was probably my favorite thing about it, is like the cinematography and how everything's framed and like the coloring and just visually how it looks. I think it looks fantastic.
It looks really good,
yeah. It has its like a really distinct style, I think.
I'd like to get it on 4K when that comes out. It was a very comforting movie as well, just like very short, very in and out, like an hour and a half or something. And you just watch these characters do what they're doing, you know. Adrian Brody, he's there and he dies, and he's as little as he's in the movie. He's alluded to in flashbacks, but he makes a very standout performance, I think. And you know, you remember him, you remember all these other little characters that come along, like Ruth Wilson is in there, and a bunch of other guys who I think do a very good job. I was interested to see what they would do with the movie, I suppose, in terms of like how it unfolded its plot. And I guess in that way it was kind of by the books, but I still enjoyed like the ride to it. And I like how they did allude to like, it was kind of poking fun at itself in terms of like this guy who died, he's like a playwright, and when he wants to do is like get this play off the ground, or this movie, I think, and like what he was saying, and this is how it should happen, and this is how it should happen, and that's kind of how it develops, and that's how it actually happens within the movie you're watching. That was sort of like that Nick Cage movie that came out pretty recently.
Oh, what, the talent?
Where they're
thing.
Like saying like, yeah. this should happen in our movie, and then it actually happens in the movie that you're watching, and it calls back to itself, and it fulfills its own loop, and that's very entertaining, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked Sam Rockwell in the movie. He like has a British accent. And as soon as he started talking, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And at first I was like, I'm not too sure about this. But as I got used to it, I think he actually did a really good job.
Like, yeah, I think so.
You get a lot of American actors who do a British accent in something and it just sounds like absolute shit. But luckily it wasn't that bad.
No, he's a good actor. I always enjoy seeing him in movies, especially where he plays like the main characters. Like Moon is really good for that. Like, playing like multiple people in that movie. But he's quite underrated, I think.
He's one of my favourites.
Where he ranked in Hollywood, I don't know. Like, what was the last one that he was in? I'm thinking of Jojo Rabbit, but like,
who, Sam Rockwell?
Something else pretty recently, I don't know. Like whenever he's on the bill, I'm like, oh, that's one I've got to see.
Yeah, I think probably last big one would be Three Billboards, surely.
That's what I thought, but I thought that came out ages ago.
Yeah,
say Free Guy. Yeah, that was ages ago.
Say Free Guy.
Yeah. I don't have like loads to say on it, I'll be honest. I'm sorry about that, but I saw it like a while ago. I just thought it was very tight. And for what it was, I think more people probably should have seen it, because I didn't see a lot of people hyping it up or anything. It only got a few screenings where we are. I think number 6 where we're at. Little indie cinema has shown it like twice in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. I like that they're kind of platforming it a bit.
Yeah, that was where I saw it, and it was a lot of fun. Everyone seemed to be loving it. They were laughing at everything. I feel like it's like a very good like family sort of movie. Although it's like a 12, there's not really anything like that crass or violent or anything. I feel like you could definitely show this to like a younger person. I feel like it's just like so light and easy to watch, and it's not really that dark. It's just a lot of fun. So I feel like it's definitely the kind of movie that you could like watch on like Christmas Day or after your dinner.
Yeah, I mean, like, Up is more dark than this movie.
Yeah.
They show, like, Pixar movies to kids, and those are some pretty dark stuff that's happening in those movies.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Kids can handle it, I think. It's not really a kids' movie, though. I did see it on my own, as did you, Chris, but I think, like, it's good to watch on your own, and it's also good to watch in a group. I think it's, like, one of those you can enjoy in any type of way, you know, and I don't think it, like, demands a huge screen to watch it, although it did help, and I would just watch any movie on a huge screen if I could, but, you know, I'll get the 4K probably, and, like, it'll be fine on just television, you know, my TV at home. It doesn't really demand that, but it definitely makes me want more from this guy, Tom George. It's quite a forgettable name, I suppose, but it's just really well done throughout.
Yeah, he's one of, like, a big string of directors we got at the moment who were like started off doing like British like comedy sitcoms and stuff like for like BBC and Channel 4 and stuff before eventually going to movies.
They're the up and comers, man. Keep them coming. Be on the lookout for them.
Yeah.
These white guys. Need more platforms for them.
Should you give this one a rating?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for what it was, just a fun, simple sort of movie. There was quite a lot of, like, well, I say quite a lot, there's just a few, like, slapstick moments in the movie, and I thought they were really funny, and I almost kind of wished it went a bit harder, like, with that, like, almost like a Pink Panther sort of thing.
Yeah.
But for what it was doing, what it was going for, I think it succeeded pretty well. Nothing amazing, not sure if I would ever watch it again, but had a good time. I give it like 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit, and I'll watch it again. It's one of those to watch on like a rainy day, I think. Yeah, I'll probably give it like a 7 out of 10 for now. Might go up, might go down, I don't know. I just had a lot of fun with it in the moment. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah,
cool. Now we get on to the stuff that we watched, all of us, within one day. Woo! Child's Play. We got more horror movies coming at you this Halloween month. Woohoo! And they're all scary. This one's actually a horror one that we did, unlike the last week's, which was sort of just themed around spooky stuff. This one was actually horror movies. Child's Play Trilogy. Plus the other one. We got Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3. And if that wasn't enough, we decided to watch Child's, the other one,
Bride of Chucky.
Yeah, right
kind
at
of
the end.
Like a really impromptu thing, because I was like saying, oh, I'm definitely going to watch this at some point before the episode. Yeah. And then we're just like, fuck it. Still early. Let's watch it.
The BOC. So, what is it? What is it about? What's it doing? You tell us, Chris.
Yeah, let's start with the first one. Directed by Spider-Man himself, Tom Holland. From 1988.
He was out there in 88, guys.
Yeah. it's just called Child's Play. This one is about a single mother called Karen who
of course she is.
Disappoints her son on his birthday by only giving him like this tool chest or something. He really wanted a good guy doll. It's like this doll that it's being advertised everywhere. There's like this cartoon show this kid's obsessed with. He really wants this doll. While she's working on his birthday, she finds out that there's a peddler outside selling a doll. But what she doesn't know is that the doll is actually possessed by the soul of a serial killer called Charles Lee Ray, who then starts going around killing people.
Yeah.
It's exactly how it sounds, isn't it?
It's one of the classic ones. One of the classic movies everybody knows about. If you haven't seen it, you know about the movie with the doll who kills people. I've not seen any of these movies before, so I was excited to check them out. I don't regret watching them, but I also don't care about them all that much. And they are about exactly what I thought they were going to be. I thought maybe it kind of reminded me of the Goosebumps episode I watched when I was a kid, where the doll comes to life, and I was like, oh my god, this is terrifying. And I don't know, maybe that put me off watching these movies, but then it is just like a slasher movie. It's like, you know, the Friday the 13th and the Screams and Nightmare on Elm Street and all that bullshit.
Except it's a doll.
Except it's a doll this time. It could have been scary, but it wasn't. As soon as the guy starts talking, Charles Lee Ray. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm out of it now. It's not even kind of scary anyway, even when it had like maybe a slight grip on me, you know, talking doll and or like a doll that kills people. That's fucked up. We've all seen The Conjuring. We know how this shit goes down. We are, I mean, first of all, he gets struck by lightning and his consciousness, his soul goes into a doll. That's stupid enough as it is. Whatever.
No, he doesn't get struck by lightning. He says the voodoo chant.
What?
You know the one where he's always like, Zumbaya.
That's his only metro.
That's not what he says. I'll do it the way Dembala is what he says.
Dembala, I don't know that put me in.
Put me in the doll.
Yeah.
And then, and then he goes into a doll. Yeah. And if it was just like creepy vibes and he like turned his head and was like, ah, what's that? But he was like, you're awful. You're a bitch. I hate you. And I'm going to do bad things and kill people. Ha ha. As soon as he starts talking within the doll, you're like, oh, okay. It's just a guy. Yeah. Don't like this anymore.
I feel like it has the classic like horror movie problem where as soon as like the killer is fully revealed, all the horror kind of leaves it.
I thought it was always like, kind of goofy,
I feel like
though.
That's a trope of a lot of horror movies where they're like creepy when you don't really know what's going on, but as soon as it's like revealed, it's like no longer creepy.
I find it hard to believe that anyone could think that Chucky's scary. Well, actually, it's not even called Chucky. Sorry, Charles plays a scary movie when you think about.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, he's a tiny friggin' doll. Like, why doesn't someone just like kick the shit out of him? Like,
he has super doll strength.
I mean, yeah. I get it because he's.
Karen on the arm. Yeah, how'd he do that?
He did it like three times.
How'd he penetrate the skin?
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It's just... He has the super lightning voodoo doll strength.
I just find it really hard to believe that anyone actually finds it.
It's not. It's scary. I don't know. If it's,
I don't know if people actually do, but I would find it hard to believe that people would.
Yeah, I mean, I think I used to find it scary when I was like 15.
Yeah, but that's different when you're. When you're younger,
oh, I don't know.
You know,
15's kind of old.
I don't know. Kermit freaks me out, like Kermit the Frog, and he's a puppet.
You have.
But dolls freak me out a little bit. But yeah, it's not scary, is it? It's just kind of goofy.
Yeah, I remember finding the third act where he's like being like shot and blown up and stuff, and still like going after him. I remember finding that really terrifying when I was younger.
He's unstoppable, like Chuckster.
But now watching, it's just like, yeah, whatever. It's pretty goofy. It's very silly.
That's the thing. I think it serves its purpose if we're talking about horror movies that are goofy.
I guess.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't really feel all that too, all any sort of extreme way about it.
Yeah,
it is
not
just
really.
Fine. But it's just like another one to add to the pile. I don't know. But it has garnered like a lot of affection. I think people really like them. Or is it maybe that there's just like 20 of these movies now, and like if you don't know about them, like what are you doing?
I don't know.
No,
I feel
really
like,
do
yeah,
like
that people, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
people
I like
quite.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? Cult movie? They're not even cult, are they? Like proper pop, like stream.
Pop, yeah.
You know, popular
yeah,
culture.
Were big
but you
at
know,
the time.
I mean,
they were huge. These movies when
yeah,
they were coming out.
That's the thing with all
yeah,
of those
it was
kind
brand
of
new.
Movies.
It's like,
so, yeah.
Wow, the guy goes into a doll and. Kills people.
That's
crazy.
Thing about it. This is the thing.
In 88.
That, exactly. Like all this shit that is like popular culture movies. Of course they are. They were the first of anything that ever friggin'
this
happened.
This came out at the point where I feel like slasher movies were kind of starting to die off. So
yeah.
Like it kind of put a bit of life into it. Kind of like what Nightmare on Elm Street did, because that came out at a similar sort of point where slasher movies were kind of on the out. And it like reinvigorated it a bit, and I feel like it kind of Child's Play kind of did it a bit, where it kind of changed up the formula in that it's a killer and a doll rather than just a killer.
I assume it was the first time that happened.
Slasher movies are just in this perpetual state of being on the out, and somebody brings out another one, and then everyone's like, that one's actually kind of good and revived the genre a bit. How about that? So it's in this quasi state of never actually dying, like the Western did.
Oh, yeah, or like, I don't know, they take it too far. Like, oh, do you remember that film franchise you liked? Here's a 29th installment.
It's no longer
on
the brink anymore, this genre. It just is. Like, oh, you thought it's not dead because we've got Halloween, the new Halloween ones, the new Scream ones, and just all these other bullshit ones that are coming out.
I feel like these are like, they're rebooting it now, aren't they?
It's just like
I don't think an original slasher movie nowadays would do that well.
I don't think it could exist. Movies they're all kind of done, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, what about Happy Death Day, huh? That took the slasher movie in a different direction.
Yeah,
well,
but
it was just Groundhog Day.
They saved us with only two of those.
They're like the only slasher movies so I can think of since Scream that have been like really big.
Scream was the one they should have ended it on, in my opinion.
Yeah. I could probably get behind that. I don't really.
Wes Craven did it as good as you could ever possibly do it, and that's done. The end. I keep making more.
keep making more.
But as Child's Play goes, I thought there's still a lot to admire in it, and it's not just like schlock or whatever. It's like actually they do care about making it. You can tell they care about making it. All the animatronics on the doll look amazing, and it's like it could have been CG and it could have looked like shit. They actually tried.
Yeah, but the
they
design,
actually made
the
doll
cool,
look weird and ginger.
Yeah,
I like
it. It's like a really distinct look.
Well, yeah, that's
really iconic design.
Yeah, that's like another thing of that time, though, isn't it? Like you got. You know, like, I don't know, you got Chucky, he's that weird-looking doll. You've got Jigsaw, the weird-looking puppet thing.
The clown
You've got
doll.
The Jason mask and the Michael Myers
what
shit
if you
going
had
on.
A friend and he was ginger and then he turned evil? We've all had that go through our minds.
I said that no souls thing, that's where this comes from.
Yeah, Chucky is one of the iconic horror villains, and I think a lot of that comes down to his design.
Yeah, because he's
I think
cute,
Brad
kind of.
I really love his performance. I know you were quite critical of how he sounded in the movies.
He didn't sound like how I thought he would.
It's not so much that I don't like his performance. It's more so that I don't like any voice coming out of a doll that's like that. Like
what, you
a
think
New
she
Yorker
like
or
a kid
something. Sound like a child, or I have some sort of like animatronic voice or something, or just don't speak. Who
I
knows?
Think it would be creepy if it didn't speak. Strangely,
Something strange, like that. Because as soon as it's like he comes out with his New York accent or whatever, it's like okay.
It was actually kind of funny. I don't.
What,
I don't
what
know
does he fucking say? It was something about like the mum. It was like you bitch, you slut. I'm like, what? Like she's fine. She's not.
She's just
like her mum. Like, what does it matter? That was stupid. And like he chucks like the babysitter out the window, and it looks like Evanescence's music video for "Bring Me to Life." That was hilarious. That was very funny.
Oh yeah, and did we replay it or was it? Oh no. So no. Chris went out for a second. And Max had accidentally like leant on the controller, so we had to play it backwards because it kept going forwards.
Is that what happened?
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
It was speeding
Max was
up
too
in
drunk.
Front. So, yeah, no, it was speeding up in front, so you had to push
drunk.
It back.
Oh, I had to add a bit to drink, yeah.
Yeah,
that
you
is
did.
Fair. I had gone out beforehand.
It was cracking jokes every 2 seconds, like, God, what is this movie?
Yeah, just screaming at things like the title card.
Oh my God, that was great. Just screaming at it. Just,
well, you got to throw me under the bus like that, man. So rude of you.
Does have an awful title card, funny to be though. Fair, where, like,
what was
all
it,
of it's,
remember.
Like, uppercase. No, all of it's, like, is it uppercase?
Oh, yeah,
except
there was,
for the
so, no, so some of it was, yeah, some of it was uppercase and then some of it was lowercase, but I think it was the font that they used. It looked like shit.
I assume it's meant to, like, kind of look like a kid's done it, but...
Yeah.
It would have been easier just to hand draw it,
yeah,
really,
it
wouldn't
been...
it?
It would have been so much more fitting if it was actually like drawn rather than just a font.
It looked like a crayon font or something. This just didn't fit the aesthetic, I feel.
I don't remember a single thing about what you guys are talking about right
now. It's for the best.
Maybe it was because I was drunk a little bit. I wasn't even that drunk. But I don't know. I feel that with a lot of these movies, or just all of these movies, I don't really, like, whatever, I don't really remember them. I have to explain the plot of the second movie in a bit, but I have no idea what happened in that movie. Like, at all. Not even slightly.
He came back.
He's back. He's back.
What? What?
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He came back.
He did.
In the second one, he came back.
Andy, I'm back. It's Child's Play 2, Andy. Didn't you know there was going to be a sequel?
I really this movie where they use like child actors to dress up as Chucky for some like the more complex movement.
Oh, didn't you say it looks look really janky?
It does. It looks awful.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty seamless.
Really?
I didn't notice it.
Where he gets thrown in like the fire pit and then you...
He's walking, isn't he?
He comes down from the through the chimney and he's clearly just a little kid and he like kicks the grating on the fireplace and just starts walking through.
No, that was a very animatronic performance, I thought.
I guess... I don't know. I guess that's something that... I mean, how do you really get around that? Like,
maybe I'd feel different if I watched it completely sober. But, like, honestly, I couldn't tell.
I
feel like an idiot for saying it, but I couldn't tell.
I feel like Max would be in hell. I really do.
Oh, that's just a child. Like, no, I thought it was like a guy.
I thought he was like
the real Chucky. I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
The real Chucky as opposed to the fake Chucky.
I think they do it again in Bride of Chucky, but it's like, it feels much more seamless than that because it's very... Like, it's only for a tiny, tiny, like, shot where you see Chucky, like, running in the background or something. It's not like in this where you, like, see Chucky, like, go through a window and sit down on the windowsill.
To be fair, there was, like, a bit where he was walking from behind and it was a kid and it was, like, pretty close up. So you can normally tell, you know what I mean? Like, it's
imagine
not...
being that kid, though. Oh, we're going to dress you up as a killer doll. Like, they probably loved it. Probably having the time of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how that kid
acted. You gotta go up this chimney, kid, and then you gotta drop down and kick the fire grate out. I don't wanna go up the chimney.
Speaking of kid actors, I feel like Alex Vincent as the main kid is not very good.
No, he sucks.
Andy.
Is he alright? No, I mean, like, do you think he was ever traumatised making this movie? Because he's only in the first two, isn't he?
No.
That's only because he's.
Holland abused people.
He was recast in the third one, but he did come back recently for the two most recent sequels.
Oh, okay. No, it was just more like because you know when you're a kid and you don't quite understand stuff that's going on. Like, do you think it would freak him out? Like, well, I know that he's just
probably just
puppet,
didn't
but...
know what was happening.
No, maybe. Yeah. Clearly didn't know how to act either, doll. But.
But what was he like? 7 or something?
Yeah.
So, whatever. Kids have seen horror movies at the age of 7. Chris saw The Exorcist at the age of 7.
Did
it's
I?
Like nothing to him.
Did you? Yeah. Did you?
No.
Well, it's like nothing to these kids nowadays. Well, I guess nowadays.
I was going to say, yeah, this was the
80s.
Though.
They didn't have like the TikToks or the Watch People Die subreddit in those days.
Yeah.
Like the kids have access to now.
So,
Matt,
he didn't even seem like he was there, did he, really? He was just got on screen saying words and then. That was it. I didn't feel like he was there, you know?
No.
Yeah, he did suck a bit. His voice was a bit too high. I felt like he was putting on a stupid kid voice for some reason.
Like, mommy, mommy, my doll is alive.
Yeah, I don't know if I can completely criticise him because, you know, he's
like
a kid. But, like,
I can.
He still wasn't very good.
To be fair, there are good child actors.
Yeah,
and...
there's definitely better ones.
Yeah.
And even in the second one, I feel like he was better.
Yeah, but in that's like, but sometimes that's a natural order of things to get better at it as you go along.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't him in the second one.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just said it wasn't.
No,
he's
one.
In the first two, right. And then, yeah.
Maybe he felt, oh, God, I've really got to set my game up.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. How dynamic can you be when you've got a... killer doll, you know what I mean? Like, did they go, you have to be less dynamic because the killer doll's meant to be like the guy.
He's the guy.
The one that you actually want to watch.
Listen to me, kid. You're not the guy. All right. The limelight is on Chucky. He's the main star.
He's a doll.
He's a star.
I mean, he is on the posters, so he is pretty much a star.
Yeah, I mean, these are basically, like, you get a Blu-ray box set of these movies. They're not called the Child's Play movies. They're the Chucky movies.
Yeah, I never thought it was called Child's Play. I always thought it was the Chucky movies. Like some sort of weird, like, fucking Mandela effect or something.
That's why, like, it came up on the wheel and we were talking about it afterwards on the way back. She was like, are these kind of like the Chucky movies? And I was like, they are the Chucky movies.
I don't like those ones.
No, it was more like, I thought, oh, they like the precursor to the Chucky movies. And I thought, they're not, just got rudely interrupted by a laptop there.
Just try not to get distracted by noises, Darcy. And you'll be all right.
That's a hard task to put on me.
The movie, like, I feel like it clearly had quite a lowish budget, but I think they do a lot of good stuff with it. I think the animatronics of Chucky, for the most part, are really good. Obviously, like I said, the design's really great. I think they do a lot with what they were handed. There's a lot of points where it does look really janky and quite bad, but there's something about it, I think, adds this charm to the movie that I really enjoy.
Yeah, it's goofy. Yeah. It has goofy charm.
It is charming, though. Yeah.
Goofy charm.
There's something about, like, bad practical effects that I always found so much, like, more charming and fun than bad CGI.
But is it more the case that it was done with love more than, oh, I've just paid someone in a basement $2 million to make this movie look cool? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a bit of soul in it, I guess, if it's done. If it looks like shit, but it was done.
That, and I don't know, they could do that back in those days.
Yeah, no, of course. I feel like there was definitely a monetary limitations, but there was also a lot of technical limitations, which I think they had to kind of overcome with the sequels.
Yeah. 80s.
So there's like two fake outs as well. Like, dies, and he comes back, and then he dies, and he comes back again. wait, what the fuck? And you think he's dead for realsies, but it's like, yeah, but also they're like eight movies, so.
They're following that, like, Scream followed that kind of logic. Was it Scream?
No.
The one where you have to shoot them or they come back again?
Yeah, that is
Well,
Scream.
I guess, but that was more poking fun at what this is doing.
Yeah, it's just a slasher movie trope.
Yeah, but I like that, though, but not in this film because it's... Yeah, but then again, I guess back in the day, because it was brand new, that was something that everyone goes, oh my god, it happened twice, but now we're watching
it
now.
It's alive twice again.
Cool, the fake out, nice, old, done to death. I don't know, I think it's a product of its time, so I'm not going to judge it too harshly on the fact that it's not, I can't think of the word, it's tropey.
Why does he want to kill Andy?
So he can take his body.
He doesn't want to kill him. He wants to take his body.
I suppose so.
Yeah, he wants like to voodoo him.
There's like a voodoo rule where you can transfer your soul into the body of someone, but it has to be the first person you reveal your true self to.
Because if he doesn't do it in time, he's stuck in the doll body because his human parts become.
Yeah, the longer he's in the doll's body, the more the doll's body becomes human.
Yeah,
but then you're in Andy's body, and he's a nerd.
Yeah.
True.
Then you got to grow up all over again. Would he still have his own voice? Or do you have Andy's voice?
No,
it was Andy's voice.
He'd have his own voice,
just the way it's... Why?
No, he would have Andy's voice.
This is the way his, like, chords are structured.
I don't know. The only reason I said that is because anatomy is anatomy at the end of the day. In some of the other movies, when they go into, like, other things, they keep their own voice.
Well, so it's a doll.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
in the Scooby-Doo movie bounce into each other's faces and they go, oh, I'm Fred, but I've got Daphne's voice.
There is a sequel where a doll character does go into a human's body and they keep the human's body, human's voice.
Okay, okay, fine.
Fair enough.
I like the scene where this stuff
that we're talking about as if, like, this is the law.
I like the scene where he goes to the guy, he, like, taught him all the voodoo, and he's, like, got this, like, voodoo doll of the guy, and he's, like, breaking his limbs and stuff. And he's like, I've got a date with a 6-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that was great.
That was gross. Very amusing, though, I must say.
Yeah. Made me laugh, anyway.
Those kinds of things always do make you laugh. Should we on to ratings?
Yeah, sure.
Chris is a freaky
guy. What are we rating it out of? Voodoo?
Voodoo?
What's the plural for voodoo?
Voodoo.
You can't have two voodoos, can you?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like just sheep. Voodoo. It has to just be sheep.
Voodoo dolls.
Yeah. Voodoo.
It's not overcomplicated here.
Yeah, this isn't the fucking Turner Prize selection. Come on. Voodoos.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I really like this movie. It's one that I've always had a huge soft spot for. This and like just the whole franchise in general, I've always had a lot of love for. Very nostalgic for me. It's like one of the first horror franchises I ever got into when I was a teenager. And yeah, this one definitely, I think it's very much a product of its time, but there's a lot of charm, even if it is very, very dated still. But yeah, I like it a lot still. I give it 7 voodoo out of 10.
5 voodoo out of 10. I didn't care for it much, but I understand where it ranks in terms of cinema and the slasher genre. I appreciate it, but I would never watch it again.
That's fair enough. I don't think I would rush to watch it again. It's fine. I'm glad I watched it, but whatever. 6 voodoo out of 10. You need to add 2 then. We're doing this how many shows?
Speaking of 2, Child's Play 2.
Woo!
He's back!
Woo!
1990,
woo!
Directed by John Lavia.
Woo!
Shut up! I'm trying to explain the movie. Honestly. This time, Chucky is back. He's here again. Andy is also back. But his mum has gone insane. So he has to live with a foster family who take him in. All right. Andy, your mum's gone insane. You have to live with us.
Mm.
And then Chucky is out there plotting his revenge.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that's
the tagline is, look out, Jack, Chucky's back.
He's back.
Who's Jack?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He was in the 5th Chucky movie. What are our thoughts on this one? Because I'll be honest, I can't remember a single thing about it, apart from that Chris told me that he had a crush on the girl who was in it.
Hilariously, I felt exactly the same way. In fact, as Max was saying,
you also had a crush on the girl
happened.
Who was in it.
Well, what, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Kyle.
No, not a bit of me, no.
Oh, all right then.
No,
anyway,
but,
sorry,
I mean, getting away from that for a second. I too had forgotten everything that happened. As Max was explaining things that happened in the movie, I was like, oh yeah, that happened in the second one. Where he's like gone to this mansion with this couple who don't even want him there. And I was like, yeah, okay, I remember that.
Yeah. At this place, there's like another good guy doll. And Chucky comes in and kills this good guy doll and like takes its place.
What do you mean kills?
He like punches it and buries it in the garden.
It's not alive to begin with, is it?
Well,
once it goes in the ground, it is dead.
That was pretty cringe. Like, why are you doing that? why did you do that? It's a doll. He's burying a doll and he's like cackling with laughter. I'm like, why do you care? Why are you going through this extra effort to bury what is just a piece of plastic? Why is this malicious?
Yes, is that meant to be like some sort of, I don't know, emphasis on something like, oh, look at me, I'm burying this thing and it's a really funny, it's really dramatic. Who cares?
I think this is the movie where the series does get a lot more goofy, a little bit more self-aware. I think they kind of try and play up the comedy a little bit more with the Chucky character. He has more zingers in this one.
Zingers? Can you give me...
Last microchip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was he saying that to you?
I don't remember.
No, we don't even know.
No, he said it to... Oh, yeah, he said it to something and I made a vaccine joke and that was the only thing I remember.
You blacked out.
Was that even in this one? Was that the third one?
Was that in this one?
Okay. It was in this one.
Microchip. I'm literally...
Says, get lost, microchip, or something.
This is what's happened.
And then Darcy blacked out
and
woke up 3 hours later.
What the fuck happened in this one?
I like at the end where he gets his hand chopped off in the conveyor belt and then he like, has to get like a blade and stick a blade in his arm.
Oh, so
he's like that Halo sword that you can get in Halo, the purple one. You go,
yeah.
You fucking chop stuff with the purple blade.
Yeah,
like
that
Halo
bit was,
himself.
That bit was
that
sick.
That was awesome.
I think he should have kept the whole, like,
all I remember from this movie is just that end scene, really, where they're in that like factory because it looks stupid and weird.
Oh, what? Yeah. Like, oh, and he looks gets like covered zone. In the plastic, liquid plastic, and it's all hot, and he turns into a mush. Yeah.
And he dies again.
And then comes back again.
Yeah, he does that about 5 times in this one. I swear, it's like it's just like 20 minutes of fake out.
Multiple times, yeah.
Well, because the guy's already dead. Just needs a conduit. And in that sense, they can make child's play movies forever and always and forever.
That's kind of the logic they've gone with, though, isn't it, really? They were like, oh, we can just bring him back again. Here we go again. But...
yeah.
And they're still going.
Still going.
Is it still going?
You said they had, like, 2 more... Was there 2 recent ones, or...
When were the recent...
I swear there was just
they
one
got a TV
recent
show
one.
Now or
no,
something,
No, there was one
it?
In 2013, one in 2017... Oh. And then there's been a TV show started last year, which also follows on from the franchise.
I didn't realise it was a TV show.
No way that Child's Play movie that came out was in 2017.
Well, there was the
what,
remake.
The remake came out in... I thought it was 2019, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there was 2 more sequels, 2013, 2017.
Is that the cult one?
Yeah, you got Curse of Chucky and Cult of Chucky.
1972 by Sidney Lumet. Was this?
Pardon?
You Only Lose Once. Child's Play, called.
The other one.
The first one.
That poster looks interesting. Looks like someone made it on Word.
At school, a new gym teacher is drawn into a feud between 2 older instructors, and he discovers that everything at the school is not quite as stead, tranquil, and harmless as it seems. That doesn't sound like Chucky to me.
I was going to say, is that meant to be a horror movie, or is that just...
It something
like
else.
Yeah, it sounds like a straight-up like thriller or something.
It's like Tom Holland ripped off Sidney Lumet.
Sorry, Sidney.
I knew he was a hack.
I don't really have anything to say
about
it.
Oh, I'm completely
it.
Done. Like, we're talking about this movie. I have absolutely no recollection of it, and it's not because I was drunk. It's because that it's unmemorable, and I have no recollection of it.
It's like the more
I
we're talking
it really
about
well.
It, I remember the end... but I don't remember anything really before it.
I remember it vividly, but that's probably because I've seen it like a couple dozen times.
Yeah, well, of course you have, you freak.
I know it pretty much inside out. I love this movie.
This one in particular.
The first 2.
Why do you love it?
I think it's just nostalgia, to be honest. Yeah. But I still have a lot of fun with it. I don't think it's a bad movie. I do enjoy it a lot. Mm-hmm. I think
I wouldn't say it was a terrible movie.
I like the
stick.
Beginning where they've like got the Chucky doll and they're like putting eyes into it, and suddenly like electricity starts flying up this machine. This guy goes flying through a window. I thought that was quite funny.
Well, yeah, that was quite funny. He just like walks out. They like chuck him on the floor and he's like, "All right, I guess I'll go." He just walks out of it. I like that the dad's always trying to get rid of Andy. He's like, "Oh, I knew like we fostered the kid, but." I didn't know he was going to be a weirdo. He's just like, he's trying to get rid of him.
Even though that's literally all he ever said in that like interview at the home was, I'm not sure we should have him. Like, are we equipped for this? And then he goes back and he's like, I told you we weren't equipped for this. This boy's insane.
Why'd you even do it in the first place?
He's just
then?
Living his life.
Because he's whipped.
Yeah. Does he die in the movie?
What, his dad? They both parents die.
Yeah, he gets like Chucky, like
he gets Chuckied.
I don't remember what happens to him, but I remember what happens to the mum.
He's going down the steps into the basement, and Chucky grabs him by the ankles, and he falls down and breaks his neck.
And then the mum gets like sat on a chair.
She
gets her throat slit or whatever.
She gets like sewed to death or something.
Yeah, pretty close.
So sat next to a sewing machine, and like I think her throat's been slit, and she's like her mouth's been sewed shut or something.
It's pretty gross.
Huh. I don't remember that.
I like
that. I'll have to watch it again.
I like the school teacher's death where Chucky just beats her to death with a ruler.
Oh, yeah. And I said, how do you beat someone to death with a ruler? And we were like, this is Chucky logic. We're not.
She's got to do it really hard. She's got to keep going.
Yeah. He's there for like an hour, like hours and hours, just beating her over and over again.
It was like the smallest ruler as well.
There's no one else in the school, so no one can hear it.
And she's like, she's like screaming as well, and there's just like no one there. Didn't make any sense.
Just get bored. He's got stuff to do.
I like it. Like the more Chris is saying about it, the more I'm like, oh yeah, that thing happened and that thing happened. But until I'm prompt, I'm like, oh fuck, don't remember any of it.
I feel like if you were like some sort of serial killer and you went into a doll, probably just call it a day.
You'd think. But
it's like how that doll in What We Do in the Shadows ended up. Just chilled out a bit. Oh, yeah, okay. I guess I'm a doll.
Yeah, you think you'd get, like, killed out, you know? He'd be like, oh, God, this is so tiring.
He make a lot of money from that, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Apparently
I'm
going to
kill this child. Well, I'm going to become this child. Which is significantly stranger.
It is a little bit, yeah.
I do think that they improved upon the animatronics and stuff in this movie. I think the look of Chucky and just, like, how he moves, all of that, I think, looks so much better in this one. You can tell.
I thought it was this film we said it was worse.
No.
I swear one of you said that it didn't look as good.
I don't know. I don't know what I said during these movies. I was drunk.
I think it looks a lot better.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it might have been.
You can tell that they've put some actual effort into making him look good.
I don't know. I just...
Do they have more of a budget? I feel like they probably have more of a budget.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, so. I say definitely, but actually, no.
Oh,
well, you know,
does.
That first
yeah.
one probably did very well for it to get a sequel.
Yeah, it was a huge hit.
I want to put more money into the animatronics and all that. I appreciate that.
Mm. I guess.
As much as I wish I remembered it.
Yeah, that's one big problem.
But I remember the knife hand.
Yeah.
The knife
that's
hand
all I
was
need to remember. Like, yeah. Like, no!
Well, the bit where he's like crawling up the stairs and he gets like gunked. So that's why he has to get his blade hand in the first place.
Yeah,
that's pretty gross.
First movie had a budget of they had the exact same budget, about $13 million.
Yeah,
sure.
That's fair.
Relatively low for what they are.
Yeah, they go to more places in this one.
Yeah,
like,
you would assume this budget.
I feel like
was
I
more.
Only remember like them being in the house for that first one. Here they go all over the place. All over the town.
No, in the first one, Andy goes across Chicago, goes to that house of Charles Lee Ray's accomplice. They blow his house up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, he goes on the train. Oh, well. Yeah, it's just a bit more like, I feel like this one was a bit more like forward in its momentum, as much as I enjoyed the first one a bit more. I think they tried to do a bit more with this one. For me, it didn't really work.
That's a lot sillier, I think. It kind of understands what it is. It doesn't try and take itself seriously, which I think the first one does kind of try and do.
Maybe. That might make it funnier, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was like a point where it's just like, okay, like that first one finished, we went straight into the second one. And as soon as I like didn't like that first one all that much, I was like, the rest of this is just going to be like awful, isn't it? The rest of this is going to be trash. And it's...
And he doesn't remember
sort
the second
of,
one.
Sort
so,
of is.
Yeah.
I don't really like this movie at all. I mean, I don't really remember. There are parts I like. It's just that, you know, on a fucking list, would I put it up there? Probably not. Or would I watch it again? Or would I show it to anyone? Not really. I don't understand, like, the need to make more. You know?
Yeah.
I get it, but it's like, okay, whatever. Like, who cares? There are fucking 10 of these movies. There are 10 of Halloween movies. There are 10 of Friday the 13th movies. Yeah, it's all the same bullshit. It's all the same. At a point, you're just like, they're indistinguishable from one another. It's like, I don't remember this one. I don't remember the third one. I only remember the fourth one because we did it on a whim and then like something happened in it. You know, we're actually like, oh, okay, something actually happened in that one. But the rest of these, I just don't care. I don't really, and I don't want to watch the others either. Don't want to watch that remake that they did.
That was actually all right.
Yeah, it was
to be
okay.
Honest.
I don't remember a lot.
They do
of it.
A lot different with it. It's not just the same thing.
Is it Ewan McGregor who played it?
No, it's Mark Hamill.
Ewan McGregor was in the other one that they
the
made.
The Dr. Sleepy
about
film.
Movies that used to be popular.
Yeah.
All right. Should go on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what should we rate this one out of?
Microchips.
Okay. Okay.
I think up until rewatching it this time, I actually preferred it to the first movie. Watching it back to back, I definitely think it's not a great movie. I'm not even sure I'd say it's a good movie, but I always have a lot of fun.
I really
with
like
it.
These movies, but they're not very.
He loves it.
They're not even good.
Yeah, just because I enjoy them doesn't mean I think they're good.
Yeah, Darcy.
I can love something, but admit that it's not good. But yeah, I still enjoy this a lot. It's very stupid, very silly, but it's fun, I think. So I give it 6 microchips out of 10.
Yeah. Whatever. 4 microchips out of 10.
6 microchips out of 10.
Great.
Sorry. I then had a brain fart to think, wait a minute, it's gone silent. And then remember, that's because it's my turn to talk about quite possibly the best of the four. So.
What?
Yeah, the best of the four of them.
What, the third one?
Yeah, why not?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's because it won't load.
What's it about?
Sorry, it's finally loaded. Look at the picture that's come up on the top. It's terrifying.
Sexy.
So, Child's Play 3. This one is directed by Jack Bender. Sorry, that's great. And it's... What's it even really about, really?
Andy.
8 years have passed since the second film, and he gets resurrected again and goes to find Andy, who's in the military, so he can finally take his body, and that is literally the premise.
I zoned out, man. I zoned out.
Yeah.
Was out of there. I don't remember a single thing about this movie. Except that they go to a military camp and Chucky's like, wouldn't it be cool if instead of firing paintballs at each other, they fire live ammunition and they shoot each other some once or twice.
I hated this.
Yeah, this
was
film
so
sucked.
Boring.
I've
and
never liked
so
this one.
Painful. And on the scariest part of this film is that. Tell me that is not fucking terrifying. Look at him. He's like...
Darcy's referencing a hideous little picture she's found.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to send it to Chris so he can pop it on the on one of the video versions.
They do
I want
a little,
everyone to see this.
A little chant when he wants to go into a body. And he's like, ah, they do it.
It changes every time, doesn't it?
And sometimes it's in, you know, Latin. this time it's in French.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why it's different this time. I think voodoo is the kind of thing where you just do the one language, the voodoo language.
Yeah, you'd think if they were going to do it in the first one, they should have just kept it the same.
The true voodoo language of Latin.
Mm.
I don't know why it's in French, or it just starts talking in French.
I don't know either.
Does that make the possession powerfuler?
Yeah, like it's three movies down the line.
Have you seen the French?
Nothing's explained either. Do you know what I mean? Like, just like there's no essence.
What
would
have happened if we'd have watched this in like French dub?
We would have been...
Would have been in English.
Yeah.
No, we would have been sparked out and become dull.
We would have learned
things.
More French, and that would have been a more interesting experience, I suppose.
It would have been more educational, I guess. Although...
Like the part where Chucky pulls a pin out of a grenade, and he's like, I'm going to blow this place up! Don't test me!
And
he holds
moves.
The grenade for about, I don't know, 5 minutes in his hand, and it doesn't explode.
And Max was like, this is not how grenades work.
I don't know a lot about how grenades work, but I'm pretty sure when you pull the pin out, it's supposed to explode.
Yes, but I saw you only get like 10 seconds before
it
goes off. Yeah.
You know, you had to toss that bitch.
But I do like the fact that he set his sights on that new guy, that Tyler kid, and he's like, hey, Andy, I'm going to be a bro. Do you remember that,
what,
Max?
Tyler?
Tyler, the little kid.
Yeah. Sorry, you said I like that he set his sights on Tyler and then said Andy.
Oh, so he goes to Andy, I'm going to be a bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Tyler.
And
yeah.
We laughed at that
kid.
Because it was stupid. It was ridiculous.
I don't really understand why he's decided suddenly he can transfer his soul into this body.
He did say who he was to him. Oh, yeah, but I know what you mean. The logic is if it's Andy, it's got to be Andy, right?
But like, I get, maybe it's because he died, but... He died in the first movie. Why did he decide to go back to Andy in the second one if he could go into
a different
anyone's
body.
Soul?
Yeah.
Because they hadn't thought about it
like,
yet.
Surely he could have gone into anyone's soul. He literally kills like an exec at a toy company at the beginning of the second one. Surely he could have gone
body.
Into his soul easily enough.
You mean his body?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Because they hadn't thought about it that deeply.
Yeah, they obviously only got to the third one and went, oh, if we bring him back, we can rewrite the, like, bump start the logic again. And therefore, he tells Tyler that his name is Charles Chucky Ray Lee Johnson or whatever. And he's like, I can kill you now. Well, not kill you. I could possess you now.
I just find it weird because it's like, it does seem quite inconsistent with the logic of the franchise. And that would make sense if they had a completely different like
Chris,
writing
are we really
team
talking
and
about
director.
The logic of the franchise.
I mean, it does obviously it's not something that could happen in real life, but it has its own set of rules, I think. And it just kind of like
they
ignores them. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty... But I don't know. I feel like it's pretty goofy.
Yeah, what I was saying is that would make sense if it was a completely different writing team and everything, but it's the same writer who does all of these movies, so it doesn't really make any sense to me.
Maybe they just decided, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, you just gave up.
That's annoying. This I one like magic systems that just like stay consistent.
Yeah. This film does kind of feel like everyone just kind of gave up.
Yeah. It,
like, even the second one, it definitely didn't need to exist, but it felt like some passion and care was put into it, even if it doesn't completely work. This one doesn't really feel like anyone cared about it. It does really feel just like it exists because they needed to make another one.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no Halo-esque knife hand in this one.
No.
The other thing I don't understand is, why did it have to be made? It is barely a Chucky movie. Money. Barely. It is barely a Chucky movie.
Yeah, he's like not even in it.
Yeah.
There's like a swathe of time that goes by. And I was like, I forgot we were watching a Chucky movie.
So did I. I was literally, it was when...
He hasn't been in it for ages.
Literally, it was like, I swear he wasn't in it for like a good 40 minutes.
We're just watching what is essentially a shit version of Full Metal Jacket, but nothing happens.
Yeah.
And it's like a teen drama about Andy.
Yeah. Who is not really even a character.
Yeah, he's...
Especially at this point.
He barely does anything in this film.
He doesn't do anything in this movie.
It's just
strange.
Like, how do you have a Chucky movie without Chucky, barely any Andy,
because he was in the background. He was going. He was planning on what he was going to do when the time came to it.
It just didn't need to be a movie. I just don't understand how this came together.
It's still an 18 though, but there's like no gore. There's no violence really.
Not
there's
more
a guy
the
who
end
gets
it,
crushed inside a trash compactor, but they don't really show it. So it's like, what's the point? No. Why don't you even do that? Why is it an 18 if you can't even show the guy getting crushed in the trash compactor?
Yeah.
I just think it all came from the bottom end of the film where that kid gets... Dude, the thing is, he gets blown up by the grenade, right? And this is what got me, right? I mean, obviously, I'm not a grenade expert. I'm not a bombs expert. I don't know anything, right?
What?
But if you was to land on a bomb, right, would you not, like, be blown apart? This guy was just, like, he was just dead. Nothing happened to him.
There's abs of steel.
It's fine. I just thought it was weird.
Of course you'd be blown apart.
That could have been a really cool way to end the film, but they just went, we'll just make him bloody. Okay, fine.
I don't even remember that.
That's exactly it. It was so forgettable.
I remember somebody like flies into a fan at the end or something.
Yeah,
they,
Chucky.
Like, Chucky into a fan. And he gets torn asunder.
Shredded up.
Yeah.
Mm.
The film ends up like a funfair carnival thing for some reason.
Do you know what? That ending was weird. Like, do you remember? But it was a bit like the second one. Like, Andy goes, where's home or something? And Kyle or whatever goes, oh, I don't know. And then you just see the credits roll up. Like, I thought that was such a weird way of ending a film. Like, they were still talking and the credits were rolling
up. Yeah,
they
were still walking away as the credits
and they
like,
did that
on top
with this
of them.
Film. They just panned out to a funfair and it just had credits roll. It was weird.
I don't know why the film goes to a funfair. Like, the whole thing is set at this military school. It's almost like they were like, there's nothing cool you can do in a third act of a military school. Let's just carnival.
Well, there isn't really.
No. Did it come out of nowhere, or did I like miss the prompt where they actually went to a funfair? I don't remember them being
one. It does
come
out of nowhere.
Well, they walk through the forest, right? They got like a training program where they go through the forest and shoot paintballs at each other. And I guess at the end of the forest there was a funfair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
If you do this program correctly, you get to go on the slide. Right? Yay! I want to go on the slide. This sucks. Don't remember it. Don't like it. Bored talking about it. Let's do another one.
Do you know what? I kind of agree.
We heard the famous story about how this movie was apparently cited as the inspiration for two murders in the UK.
No.
There's a lot of controversy around it because the murder of Suzanne Capper and James Bulger was apparently caused by this movie. At least that's what they was. They tried to say it in court because
what happened in this movie?
The people who caused the murders had supposedly watched the movie before doing it.
Wait, wasn't that James kid the one that was on the train tracks or whatever.
Yeah, it was like done by two like 12-year-old boys. Yeah.
I don't understand how that has any relevance to that
film. Apparently they didn't even watch it. They just happened to have like a tape of it in their possession. But like, there was like this huge controversy and drama around the movie and around horror movies just generally after it came out and after these murders happened, because a lot of people were saying, oh, horror movies lead to violence and stuff like that.
They don't really.
There's always some bullshit about that kind of thing.
It's like video games as
video
well.
Video games lead to violence. Yeah. Horror movies lead to violence. You know, white men lead to violence. It's just
white men lead to
violence. What do you want? Like, to horror movies to stop being made? This is bullshit.
It's weird. Kids, like,
people who do these kinds of things are insane and psychopaths or like just like horrible fucking the worst of the worst. Doesn't matter if they sing Child's Play 3. That doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, and
they're
weird,
always
like,
gonna do it.
Yeah, it doesn't
otherwise
change
they get
anything.
Their inspiration from fucking, I don't know, the My Little Pony movie. It doesn't matter. Anything could tip them over the edge. It's not even movies that tip them over the edge.
No,
it's just there's some bullshit that happens in their head where they think they can do anything.
It's weird. That's true. This is the movie as well that was like being used.
Has
as, like
no relevance to anything. Like,
I literally stood up in court and went, excuse me, that movie's shit.
I've been like, have you actually seen this movie? You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure both of the like groups of people who caused the murders had also watched like Nightmare on Elm Street movies and stuff. Yeah. But they weren't used as like a thing to put like on
I'd argue
all
that's
the
also kind of irrelevant.
The
They're all
on
irrelevant.
Elm Street movies.
Whereas it was like Child's Play 3. It was like all over the papers. It was like the movie that caused these murders and shit. It's just kind of like,
yeah, but that's like
people
say,
pointing
that's,
fingers at it.
That really winds me up. Like, it doesn't cause something. It doesn't do anything. A movie doesn't cause anything. A game doesn't cause anything. Music doesn't cause anything.
You just have to be in quite a low place for it to affect you, I suppose.
I guess you might tip you over the edge.
I don't know. I'm not one of those people.
No, but I mean, like, I guess if you're a 12-year-old
but
kid,
you know,
you could
say
be
that
persuaded,
about
I suppose.
Literally anything. It doesn't really matter about what type of movie it was or what specific movie it was. People are going
to
find...
That's what I mean. You'll find anything to blame it on,
from fucking anything if they're fucked up enough.
Yeah.
It's easy to rag on, like, horror movies because they've already got that reputation of being dark or, you know what I mean? Like, they got a reputation, so people just blame it on that. It's easy.
More recently, like, the argument was that violent video games cause it, because there was, like, loads of examples of, like, people like killing their parents because they took away their Xbox or something and they'd been playing nothing but like Halo and
shit. Yeah, did we watch there's that chapter video about the guy who killed like his next door neighbor or something, and he was like one of those like basement people that just played nothing but video games and stuff, and they blamed it on that even though, because he thought he was in part of like a simulation or something. But like I said, a game doesn't do that to you. That is you consciously not going outside and believing that you are part of a game, I guess.
I just find it weird that people have this like strong agenda against these things that they try and point the blame at that.
Yeah, why can't we just blame the... It sounds awful to say, but I guess why can't we just blame the person for doing the thing in the first place?
Blame the parents.
But it might not be the parents.
Blame them anyway.
Yeah, but then you would have parents not blaming themselves because they'd be like, oh, it's not my responsibility. I did nothing but show them Forrest Gump and they went mad.
Anyway, yeah, I thought that was an interesting thing to bring up. Should we get to ratings?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Let's rate it out of grenades because who gives a shit?
Can't do it out of that, Darcy. Somebody might get the wrong idea and murder someone.
This film sucks. It's boring.
It is boring.
There's a couple of cool kills, I guess, but like trash compactor one's like the coolest one in the film.
You don't even see it,
so boo. 2 grenades out of 10.
2 grenades out of 10.
1 grenade out of 10.
Cool. We watched the fourth one. What was it?
Yeah. So the next one. from 1998. 7-year gap in between Child's Play 3 and this one, Bride of Chucky.
I think they needed the gap, to be honest.
Gone for something crazy and wacky.
Directed by Ronnie Yu. In this film.
Ronnie Yu.
Ronnie Yu.
Y-U.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, in this film, Chucky's ex-partner Tiffany finds the doll, sews it back together, and brings it back to life using the voodoo powers. When she finds out that Chucky never plans to propose to her as she believed him to, she starts teasing him, which leads Chucky to murdering her and putting her in the body of a bridal gown doll. Then, because the only way they can get into a human soul for some reason is using this this like amulet thing that's around Chucky's corpse's neck, they basically get these two people to take him across country to take this amulet so they can get into human body.
They gotta go to Mexico
for some reason. They now need an amulet, which they never needed in the other movies.
Doesn't matter.
Once again, logic rewritten, you know, who cares.
Doesn't matter, because this one's the best one.
This is the best one.
Yeah.
This stupid, one's really fun.
It's entertaining. Yeah. Chucky smokes weed. It's everything you want.
Oh, but yeah, this is the best one.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, this is where they complete. They just threw the rule book out and went, we're going to have fun with this. And I appreciate that way more.
They have sex in this movie. The two dolls have sex. It's like, are you attracted to a doll?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
In the body of a doll, but like, that's because that has to happen, like, because of the voodoo. But you're not seriously attracted to a doll. And how do you feel any sensation through the body of a doll? Is it, I'm pretty sure it's just smooth down there. But now he's like, also, I have a cock. Why would they create a children's doll with a cock?
Yeah, there were so many questions I had there, because especially in the second one where they go through the conveyor belt, he is smooth. So where did
he
get
smooth,
his dick
God damn it!
Maybe that's
and
something
does she
that just,
have a vagina in this?
Maybe
she
it's
must
something
do.
That happens, they become more human. They grow genitalia.
Oh, I guess so, because a doll isn't made with blood, but then they have blood. Oh, maybe.
So they just grow a dick? Genitalia.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Okay. I guess that.
I think it's much funnier if they just bump up against each other, but they act
they
like they're enjoying
like the
it.
Yeah, do.
Yeah,
it was like Anomaly
America.
Yeah.
Where they just go and blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, this is definitely the one where I think Don Mancini was just like, fuck it, let's just go crazy and have a good time.
I appreciate that.
It's like a horror comedy. It is a straight-up comedy.
It is dumb.
Yeah.
It never takes itself seriously. It knows what it is, just completely dumb. It's also very much a product of its time, like very, very late 90s sort of thing.
Yeah,
It's like... There's Rob Zombie music playing all throughout it. Visually, it looks very, very late 90s.
Living Dead
Even, like,
Girl,
is that
it?
The humour, I feel like, is very late 90s sort of thing.
Yeah. Love Rob Zombie songs. I just got to bracket that. Love his music. Anytime he's in it. Damn. Yeah. And then I just went off and listened to Rob Zombie. And that if this movie does anything,
yeah,
does that at least.
I liked it because you were singing Dragula while we were watching one of the other movies. Just every once in a while, you're just singing Dragula for some reason.
Oh yeah, no, I started singing around. It. Yeah,
I don't know why I was singing it.
Yeah, you were, and then I was like, oh, he's got this obsession with Rob Zombie, and then out of nowhere, Chris was like, Darcy, you hear what's playing? And I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, there we go. He's in it.
Max could predict the future.
I predicted it in my. Drunk state.
A state of waviness.
I predicted Rob. Just like a road trip movie as well. You know, he's going across country.
Yeah, stuff was just happening, you know.
They like kill a guy, they stuff his body in the van. I'm surprised they didn't smell it sooner than they did.
That one guy smelt it, but for some reason they didn't and didn't question it.
No.
Maybe
they're just
smell?
Very smelly people.
Yeah, and they can't smell.
Maybe.
They lost their smell in a smelly accident.
Maybe they have COVID.
Maybe. They were the originals.
Well, if they're druggies, you can lose your sense of smell through that.
No, they were cool. They were just lovers out on the town.
They both, yeah, maybe they both just smell like actual shit.
Maybe.
It's the only thing that makes sense. I've never smelled a dead body, so I don't know how bad that would smell, but I assume it'd be pretty fucking awful.
Probably rank.
Mm.
Decomposing and all that.
Yeah.
The back of a van.
Probably a hot van as well. How long were they there for? I felt like it was only over like a course of a few hours, but it felt like forever.
Yeah,
like
they went on it for like weeks. No, I said over like a day or two, I think.
No. I can't make it to Mexico in a day.
Was it Mexico?
I don't know.
No, they were going to Chicago.
Oh, right.
How far would they fucking live?
No, New Jersey they were going to.
Oh, right. But when they say New Jersey, I thought New Mexico, and then I thought Mexico.
What's in Mexico? Yeah.
Mexicans.
Woo!
It felt like a lot longer, I think. It felt like a couple of weeks. I do remember when they like go to that motel or something, and like they meet that other couple, and the couple's like, "You guys are cute," and they try to fuck them.
They're fucking weird, aren't they?
Weird. Yeah, steal their wallets.
Yeah,
and Tiffany sees it.
Yeah,
so then she goes in their room while they're like about to have sex, and she throws a glass bottle onto this glass mirror that's above the bed, and shards of glass come flying down on them.
That was sick, actually. That was sick.
Yeah. So cool.
It was like Final Destination or some bullshit. That was good. I like the cleaner comes in. She like doesn't even care or like notice.
Oh,
like,
oh,
she just sees like the blood on the floor. She's like, oh, what are they like? And then their bodies. It's like, how did it take you that long? Did it take you that long to do that? Would it not smell just a little bit with all the blood there?
Yeah.
I don't know what blood smells like. Bunch of blood smells like,
I
guess. I
assume nobody knows how to smell in this film. This film has people that can't smell.
I think they go really all out with the kills in this one. I think all of them are like really creative. Like you've got John Ritter, the guy who plays Katherine Heigl's dad, who like they attach a load of nails onto this bit of a car and then they like pull it down or something, so all these nails go flying into his face, which was fun. Got that other guy who like isn't looking because he gets freaked out by Chucky and Tiffany and just walks in front of a truck. That was funny.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a fun movie. Maybe I would. This would probably be the only one that I would even consider watching again, but even then I don't know if I care all that much enough to watch it again.
I think
this
it's funny.
This is definitely a fun drunk movie.
Oh, definitely.
I think this is probably the one I've seen the most,
because
it's just like, it's just a great time.
It is, yeah.
I can watch this without having to watch all the other movies beforehand, because it does feel quite separated from it. It never like stops to try and explain what happened in the other movies. It doesn't really follow on from the other movies either, apart from the fact that Chucky's there. We have there's like nothing about Andy or anything. It's kind of, it's very self-contained, I think.
Yeah, it's good for that. Good party movie.
Yeah, all you really need is like a basic understanding of who Chucky is, and that's it.
Yeah. That guy at the beginning who was wearing that like black leotard or whatever, and I thought like his tattoos were part of his outfit, and then he took them off and I was like, what the fuck? He was weird. He was a weirdo. Pretty glad he died.
Has his lip ring taken out, which is like brutal. This guy's ripped out as fuck.
Yeah, that was great. I like that. Like Chucky just like kills his girlfriend. He's like, eh, fuck it. He swipes the radio into the bath and he does his voodoo spell and he's like, okay, into the doll. And that's just it. Like, okay.
And he only did it to piss her off. Like, that is like the thing that gets me.
The pettiest couple ever.
They really are, though.
Then there's the bit like later on where she's like been horribly burnt and she's like walking over and she's like, Chucky, catch me. He just walks like out the way. So she just falls down. On the ground.
He's such a bastard.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I quite like them together, though.
Ending.
They're cute.
A weird standoff at the end.
Yeah. Oh, what? Where he like, that's a bit where he gets freaked out because he's like in his own grave or whatever and he's like, ah!
I mean, that would be pretty fucked up to like, just be in your coffin next to your decomposed skeleton with
right,
like loads of rats around it.
But he's also a fucking plastic doll.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have emotions, Darcy.
Doesn't mean he doesn't feel things.
I disagree.
Okay. I think it's pretty crazy how Tiffany gives birth at the end.
Holy shit, I forgot all about that.
Literally, like, just 2 seconds
what the
of...
fuck?
She's just screaming, and then you just see... Plop.
That's how it ends. Oh, okay. I guess that can happen. That was weird. How did it, no sign of pregnancy beforehand, that all of a sudden, ka-chow, straight out of there.
The thing with this movie is it's just so batshit insane start to finish that you just don't question anything that happens in it, really.
Yeah.
Because nothing really makes sense. It just, like, it's just all insane.
It's all insane in the membrane.
Yeah.
Ratings?
Yeah.
Sure. What should we rate it out of?
Rob Zombies.
Cool.
Yeah, this is my favourite in the franchise. It's a lot of fun. Really just crazy, crazy movie. Goes all out in every single way, I think. I give it 7 Rob Zombies out of 10.
They're pretty fun. Kind of boring. But, you know, it's the most entertaining one that I've seen from this series. And I've seen 4 movies from this series. I give it 5 Rob Zombies out of 10. It's only slightly above the first one.
I would agree that it is better, but is that a good judgment of the films? Probably not. I'm going to give it a 6.5 Rob Zombies out of 10.
Yeah. So you guys aren't going to watch any of the other movies, but I thought I'd give like my little opinions on all the other movies.
Go for
it. Well, we saw the dead meat version of Seed of Chucky.
Yeah, Seed of Chucky's the next one. The rest of them are directed by Don Mancini, the guy who wrote them all, not including the remake. I don't know who directed that. But Seed of Chucky from 2004 is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you said.
It's just straight up comedy. It's not really a horror movie at all. It's not funny at all. It's really, really cringy, just the whole thing. Obviously, it's all about their child who can't decide whether they want to be a girl or a boy. They're kind of like constantly switching between their genders, where they've got Glenn, who's like this really like quiet, shy person who doesn't want to be a serial killer, and then you've got Glenda, who's insane and psychotic. It's like trying to be like really self-aware and meta, but yeah, it just does not work at all. It's really awful.
Nice.
Would not recommend that at all.
Okay.
Then there was like 9-year gap between that and the next one, Curse of Chucky, in 2013. It's like, it's pretty good. It goes for definitely more of a horror sort of thing. It's very, very serious. Doesn't really have any comedic moments at all. It just kind of intentionally tries to take the franchise back to its horror roots. Chucky doesn't really speak at all until like the last 15-20 minutes, and I think it's actually a lot better before Chucky speaks. As soon as he starts like speaking, and they're like trying to tie it into the first movie, and like they're trying to add to like the lore of the franchise, it just kind of loses me a little bit.
That's what I've been saying. Don't make him speak.
Yeah, but I think it's like a fun little horror movie. Mm. Nothing amazing, but kind of enjoyable. Cool. 2017's Cult of Chucky, I don't remember at all.
Cool.
Yeah, they like try and go heavy on like the world building, and they bring back Andy from the original as like a main character, and you got Tiffany comes back as well because she wasn't in Curse of Chucky. Yeah, I don't really remember it at all. I remember thinking it was okay, but quite boring. So maybe I have to rewatch it at some point, but remember it just kind of being whatever. Yeah, and then you got the remake, which Darcy has actually seen.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it in the cinema when it came out. It's pretty good. It's got Aubrey Plaza in it, who is really good in the movie.
I like it.
Mark Hamill plays this new version of Chucky, kind of plays it as like this really soft speaking like toy. The whole thing is like Chucky, instead of being like a serial killer doll, he's just like a robotic like smart device, like a smart doll kind of thing,
like where AI
kind of, yeah, he's like connected to all of their technology and stuff, and this whole like meta self-aware thing about technology is kind of like a satire almost on how reliant we are on like smart technology and how it like controls everything in our house, and we're getting to the point now where soon like we can't be without it. So yeah, it's quite
soon,
quite fun in that term, in terms of that sort of thing. Surprisingly all right. It's one of the better remakes, I think. But yeah, if you don't like slasher movies, I wouldn't recommend it, because it's nothing amazing, but yeah, it's fun.
Well, maybe I will check it out. You don't know.
Yeah, and the Chucky TV series I've not watched yet, so I can't talk about that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, apparently it's good, but I've not seen it yet.
Nice. That's that. Child's Play 1 through 4, and a little more. That's the marathon for this week. What a week it was. Next episode is episode 99. Ooh. We're going to do 99 and 99.5 this month, and then next month, as soon as next month starts.
No, I don't think we're going to do 99.5 anymore, because we don't have time to do it anymore.
We're going to do episode 99, yeah, and then we're going to do episode 100.
So yeah, we're taking next week off.
We're taking next week off, apparently, to my immediate knowledge.
We discussed this already.
I forgot completely all about it, my friend. So we're going to spin a wheel and tell us what we're going to watch for the week after next, episode 99. It's a horror one again. What's going to spook us this time?
Nice. The Evil Dead movies.
We're going to watch the Evil Dead movies. What are those?
So you got Evil Dead. Actually, no, it's called The Evil Dead, the first one.
Yeah.
Got Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness.
Nice.
And we could do the remake if we wanted to as well.
Ooh.
Remake's actually all right, so.
We'll see. Maybe a 4-movie marathon next week. Aren't you spoiled? Watch out for the Evil Dead quadrilogy next time, the week after next. Social media. We are YouTube, the Sunday Movie Marathon, Instagram at Sunday Movie Pod, Twitter at Sunday Movie Pod, Facebook at Sunday Movie Marathon, Letterboxd at Sunday MM, capital S, capital MM. Remember to like, subscribe, and rate the podcast 5 stars. Any last words?
No.
Have a spooky one.
Well, John, it's been fun, but I gotta go. I have a date with a 6-year-old boy.